am in Montreal.
For CJLO News, I'm Serena Abuljoud. On Friday, September 6, protester Samar Al-Khdour was issued a warrant for her arrest after yelling at Federal Immigration Minister Mark Miller when she saw him leave his office. Al-Khdour refused the conditions of her arrest, turned herself in on Monday, and appeared in court on Tuesday. She, along with two other protesters, were arrested and charged with criminal harassment as well as mischief. Al-Khdour had been organizing regular sit-ins outside of Miller's office in Verdun since March, calling on the federal government to improve its visa program for family members of Canadian Palestinians who are still in Gaza. In January 2024, Al-Khdour's 13-year-old daughter, Jenna, who suffered from cerebral palsy and was trapped in Gaza, received the green light from the Canadian government to join her family in Quebec, 2 weeks after she died of malnutrition caused by Israel's siege on Gaza. Al-Khdour agreed to stay 50 meters away from Miller and his staff and to refrain from speaking publicly about the case. However, she said she will continue to demonstrate outside his office. On Thursday, September 12, Concordia and McGill students rallied in front of McGill's Arts Building, calling on both universities' administrations to divest from companies with ties to Israel. Students marched from McGill to Concordia, stopping inside the EV building first, then making their way to the Hall Building, where they formed an occupation. Protesters hung banners that said, "You repress the students, this is how we respond, long live the student intifada." The cops were called on campus as soon as protesters went up the floors. They finished off outside Hall and dispersed in pairs. On Sunday, citizens and rights group assembled outside the Jewish General Hospital to protest against Bill 96. This comes after a recent government directive that aimed to control the use of languages other than French in healthcare settings. The directive stated that only individuals with English language education certificates could communicate exclusively in English with the healthcare and social services system. This also applies to those who only spoke English with healthcare facilities prior to May 13, 2021. The backlash caused by this directive led to a new improvement. Last Thursday, Quebec's National Assembly passed a new motion affirming that Anglophones won't need the certificate to get treated in their mother tongue. That being said, the original directive will remain in force until a new one is rewritten. Protesters hope it will be dropped entirely. For more, follow CJLO News on Spotify.
Good evening. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at cjlo.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam, and welcome back. This is the second show of... This is the second show after my little hiatus, but we're back. And today we're doing 60s to like early 80s vibes. That's what I was feeling. Don't know why that's what I was feeling, but that's what I was feeling. I'm also not feeling the weather. I don't know about y'all, but this is too much, okay? It's been like over 30 degrees for the past like 4 days. I am sunburnt. I went to the bike race on Sunday in Montreal. Got a little sun. Then yesterday, my photography class, it was so fun and it was great. It's just the weather that was not great. We were shooting for the whole class. And so we were like walking around, you know, the plateau and like the city and, I got some sun, some more sun that I had already gotten on Sunday. So, it's just a lot. It's also like so hot and so sweaty and not all the buildings at school still have air conditioning on. And it's just like not, it's just like not it. But, you know, it's like the last few days of summer. I think summer's like over. No, I feel like this was the last weekend of summer. I don't know when the first official day of fall is, but I know it's coming. Anyways, do I have anything else relevant to say? Oh, okay. So remember how I was talking about the shuttle bus last week? Well, there's a petition that you can sign if you're a Concordia student or like associated with the school and use the shuttle bus service. The CSU... on their Instagram, I'm pretty sure they have the petition. I got the link for the petition from like CSU like services fair, but the Concordia Student Union Instagram should have the link for the petition, and they're gonna bring it to the administration and be like, hey guys, we need the shuttle bus to start before 9:45 and after 6:30. So if you're one of the people impacted by the shuttle bus cuts, whether it's like for classes or for this, like a radio show or, you know, a job or whatever it may be, you can head to the Concordia Student Union Instagram, and somewhere in there, probably in their bio link tree, is a link or a post with information about how to sign the petition about the shuttle bus. Yes. Is that all I have to say? I feel like that's all I have to say. Okay, let's get into the music then. So our first three songs we have, what time is it? Yes. Okay. Our first three songs we have Go Jimmy Go by Jimmy Clanton, Teen Angel by Mark Dining, and Beatnik Fly by Johnny and the Hurricanes. So let's get you guys going with Go Jimmy Go by Jimmy Clanton.
I told her when it comes to talking, I'm the sweetest, sweet talker in the world. Well, she said you better start talking if you want me to be your girl. And she said,
go Jimmy, go. Go Jimmy, go.
Well, I talked her off the floor when she said,
go Jimmy, go.
I told her when it comes to dancing, I'm the best young dancer in the land. Well, she looked at me with a twinkle in her eye, and then she took my hand and she said,
go Jimmy, go. Go Jimmy, go.
Well, I talked her off the floor when she said,
go Jimmy, go.
Said,
go Jimmy, go. Go Jimmy, go.
Well, I talked her off the floor when she said,
go Jimmy, go.
I told her when it comes to kissing, I ain't nothing but a kissing fool. She started to giggle when I told her that our teacher thinks she never learned in school. And she said,
go Jimmy, go. Go Jimmy, go.
Well, I talked her off the floor when she said,
go Jimmy, go. Go Jimmy, go. Go Jimmy, go.
Teen Angel, Teen Angel, Teen Angel. That fateful night, the car was stalled upon the railroad track. I pulled you out and we were safe, but you went running back. Teen Angel, can you hear me? Teen Angel, can you see me? Are you somewhere up above? And am I still your own true love? What was it you were looking for that took your life that night? They said they found my high school ring clutched in your fingers tight. Teen Angel, can you hear me? Teen Angel, can you see me? Are you somewhere up above? And am I still your own true love? Just sweet 16, and now you're gone. They've taken you away. I'll never kiss your lips once again. They buried you today. Teen angel, can you hear me? Teen angel, can you see me? Are you somewhere up above? And am I still your own true love? Teen angel, teen angel, answer.
Welcome back to Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam, and let's run through those first three songs. And if you sense tension in my voice, there is tension, okay? I made the mistake of drinking my entire 32-ounce water bottle while I was waiting to start my show, and it didn't hit me until I had to start my show how badly I need to go to the bathroom. So if you can sense the tension, trust me, I'm feeling the tension. Anyways, let's go over what we listened to. We started off with Go Jimmy Go by Jimmy Clanton, released in 1959 off the album My Best to You. It was originally written for Bobby Rydell, but Rydell just wasn't vibing with the song because it had his name in it. So it was then offered to Clanton, and the name Bobby was obviously changed to Jimmy. Jimmy Clanton is an American singer who became known as the swamp pop R&B teenage idol, and he's from Raceland, Louisiana, and is one of the very few white singers to come out of the New Orleans R&B / rock and roll sound. Then we had Teen Angel by Mark Dining, released in 1960 off the album Mark Dining Presents Teen Angel. So creative, Mark Dining, so creative. Dining was an American pop music singer, and the song was actually written by sister Jean and her husband. And then we had Beatnik Fly by Johnny and the Hurricanes, released in 1958 off the album Presenting Johnny and the Hurricanes. Again, loving the creativity. Johnny and the Hurricanes was an American instrumental rock band from Toledo, Ohio, and they specialized in adapting popular traditional melodies into the rock idiom using organ and saxophone as the featured instruments. Here's what's gonna happen. After I speak, we're going to go into a little ad break, and then we're going to get right into the three songs. So the three songs that you're going to hear after the ad break are The Old Lamplighter by the Browns, Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini, by Brian Hyland and American Woman by the Guess Who. So without further ado, let's get into the ads and then straight into the music.
Montreal, get ready for the event of the season. On September 27th, Over the Rainbow is coming to Pop Montreal. But what's a ball, you ask? A ball is a vibrant celebration of identity and self-expression, rooted in the LGBTQ+ Black and Latinx communities of 1970s New York. Walkers compete in categories like runway, realness, face, and performance, bringing their fiercest looks and moves to the floor. Now, Over the Rainbow is your chance to witness this incredible culture right here in Montreal. With DJ Cherry on the decks and Broadway keeping the energy high as your commentator, it's gonna be a night to remember. It's all happening at the historic Rialto Theater, 5723 Park Avenue. Doors open at 7:30 p.m. Whether you're voguing, spectating, or just there to celebrate, this is your night to shine. Get your tickets now at popmontreal.com. Over the Rainbow, September 27th. Don't miss out on one of the most exciting nights of the year.
Are you a sports fan? Are you passionate about your teams? I'm Tommy Lane, and every Monday from 2 to 3 p.m., I host The Tommy John Show. In one quick hour, The Tommy John Show tackles everything going on in the world of sports. From the NHL to the UFC, The Tommy John Show has got you covered. And if you ever get tired of hearing my voice, the phone lines are always open for you to voice your opinions. The Tommy John Show, every Monday, 2 to 3 p.m. on CGLO 1690.
Hi, it's Chapel Brown, and you're listening to CGLO 1690 AM.
My mama said nothing good happens when it's late and you dance anymore.
He made the night a little brighter wherever he would go. The old lamplighter of long, long ago. His snowy hair was so much whiter beneath the candle glow. The old lamp lighted of long, long ago. You'd hear the patter of his feet as he came toddling down the street. His smile would hide a lonely heart, you see. If there were sweethearts in the park, he'd pass a lamp and leave it dark. Remembering the days that used to be. For he recalls when dreams were new, he loved someone who loved him too, who walks with him alone in memory. He made the night a little brighter wherever he would go. The old lamp lighted of long, long ago. Now if you look up in the sky, you'll understand the reason why the little stars at night are all aglow. He turns them on when night is here. He turns them off when dawn is near. The little man we loved of long ago. He made the night a little brighter wherever he would go. The old lamplighter of long, long ago.
She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was as nervous as she could be. Somebody would say,
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. So in the locker she was.
was afraid to come out in the open, and so a blanket around her she wore. She was afraid to come out in the open, and so she sat bundled up on the shore.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore.
Stick around, we'll tell you more.
Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and I wonder what she's gonna do. Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and the poor little girl's turning blue.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini, so in the locker she wanted to stay.
From the locker to the blanket, from the blanket to the shore, from the shore to the water,
guess there isn't.
Get away from me, American woman.
Welcome back. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at cjlo.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam. And let's get into those last three songs. Before we do that, though, can we talk about how Chapel Roan is a celebrity endorsement for CJLO? Some of you listening might not know who Chapel Roan is, but I'm sure that a lot of you do. And that's just great. And I like her even more now that she did a little celeb endorsement for CJLO. So, anyways, we started our little trio of songs off with The Old Lamplighter by The Browns. This was released in 1960 off of the album Town and Country. I'm pretty sure Town and Country is also a magazine. If I'm not mistaken, it's one of those healthy homie Town and Country magazines. Anyways, the Browns were an American country and folk music vocal trio comprised of three siblings, Maxine and Bonnie and Jim, and they were from Arkansas, which we don't need to get into this debate, but I would just like somebody to explain to me why Arkansas is spelt like Arkansas, but pronounced Arkansas if we say Kansas like Kansas. It's just Kansas with an AR in front of it. So why is it Arkansas, not Arkansas? You know? Anyways, those are just some of the inner thoughts of my mind. And then we had Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini by Brian Hyland, released in 1960 off of the album The Bashful Blonde. Brian Hyland is an American pop singer and instrumentalist from New York. The guy's still alive. He's like 80s, 90s. Don't think he sings anymore, but he's still alive in case you're wondering. And then we had American Woman by The Guess Who, released in 1970 off of the album also titled American Woman. We're having some really creative album namings tonight. We had Mark Dining presenting Team Angel. We had Johnny and the Hurricanes with an album also called like Johnny and the Hurricanes. Anyways, so the creativity is just oozing tonight. That's sarcasm in case you couldn't tell. Anyways, The Guess Who is a Canadian rock band formed in Winnipeg, Manitoba in 65, but found their greatest success in the late 60s and 70s under the leadership of a singer and keyboardist and guitarist. The guitarist's name is Randy Bachman, which coincidentally we'll be hearing a song from the Bachman Brothers band a little bit later. But anyways, in the last year, there's actually been a whole legal drama over the Guess Who band because they split and then one band member continued singing, performing, and touring under the name of the band, but with different band members, just the one original one. But then the other guys were like, no, man, this isn't cool. But anyways, the guy who was doing this shady stuff and like performing under the same band name, like performing all the songs of the band, but with completely other people and not the band, lost the legal battle. And now Bachman and the keyboardist have like the rights. So you're not going to see the Guess Who like in concert probably ever again. Can't confirm, can't deny, but they did cancel all their tours and stuff. Yeah, those are the three songs that we listened to. Up next, we have Sign of the Gypsy Queen by April Wine, Hit the Road Jack by Sam Peters, and Absolutely Right by the five-man electrical band. So, let's get you guys going with Sign of the Gypsy Queen on CJLO. Hitting all the bases.
Lightning smokes on the hillrise, brought the man with the water light, shouting loud, you had better fly, while the darkness can help you hide. Without control, no one staying has got a hold. Hurricane at the very least, in the words of the Gypsy Queen. Sign of the Gypsy Queen, pack your things and leave. Word of a woman who knows, take
Back no more, no more. Yep, I'm downtrodden, doing a song to myself. What did you, listen, my baby just kicked me out and I have no place to stay.
Sure wish I could help you, Cornelius.
Oh, I thought I'd like him down there. I heard you got a big mansion.
Hold on. Hey, Ray. Cornelius says he wants to stay here for the weekend.
Hey, Wolf, my 3 minutes is just about up.
Oh, I'm sorry. Cornelius, we can't handle it this weekend.
Oh, really?
Certainly nice to hear from you, man.
Wolf? Hello, Wolf? Wolf?
Here I am again, Mama. I'm knocking on your door. Say, let me in, I swear I won't be the way I was before. Don't you know that I've been thinking about what you told me, rolling it over in my mind, and much to my surprise, I find.
Welcome back. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We're live in Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam, and let's run through those last three songs. We started off with Sign of the Gypsy Queen by April Wine, released in 1981 off of the album The Nature of the Beast. April Wine is a Canadian rock band formed in 1969 and based in Halifax, Nova Scotia. Then we had Hit the Road Jack by Stampeders, not The Stampeders, it's just Stampeders, released in 1975 off the album Steamin'. This song was originally written and recorded by Percy Mayfield and later re-recorded by Ray Charles in the 60s, and it has been re-recorded a few times since, with this version by Stampeders being one of the re-records. Stampeders are a Canadian rock trio from Calgary, Alberta, and originally they were called The Rebounds and had 5 band members. So they were not a trio. They were a quintet, something with a quin sound. And then we had Absolutely Right by Five Man Electrical Band, originally released in 1971 off the album Coming of Age. The Five Man Electrical Band is a Canadian rock band from Ottawa, Ontario, and they originally started out as the Staccatos, but later on, after some changes with band members, they ended up changing their name to Five Man Electrical Band. All right, we're going to do the same thing that we did before. We got some ads and some things, and then we got the last three songs of the night. But I'll tell you what those three songs are. We've got Taking Care of Business by Bachman Turner Overdrive, or BTO. Then we've got Loving Every Minute of It by Loverboy. And then we have My Girl Gone, Gone, Gone by Chilliwack. And then I will catch you on the other side. So let's get into the ads and stuff. And I'll catch you at the other end of the music.
From Ambulance, you're listening to CJLO. Radio Concordia.
Word.
Take care. Take it easy.
What?
Hey, what's up, Montreal? This is Benji from Ambulance. You're listening to CJLO. Radio Concordia.
Word.
Take care. Take it easy.
What?
The Shuffle, Concordia's annual fundraising walkathon, is back Friday, September 20th for its 35th edition. It's a chance for people from the Concordia community to raise money for scholarships, bursaries, and services across the university landscape. The Shuffle has raised more than $2.7 million since 1990 to give Concordia students the tools and resources they need for success. Visit advancedconcordia.ca/shuffle35 to get involved. Set a fundraising goal and meet it by Shuffle Day. If you raise more than $50 or $25 for students, you'll be entered into our prize draw and you'll get your own Shuffle shirt. You can also join up with a team and choose where the money you raise goes. Once again, visit advancedconcordia.ca/shuffle35 to get involved.
Stay tuned to CJLO 1690, Saturday mornings from 10 a.m. to noon, for Montreal's most diversified gospel show, Gospel Unlimited. Join Ray, Tanisha, and Curtis as they take you on a musical journey and share stimulating conversations along the way. Don't miss it. Saturday mornings, 10 to noon. Gospel Unlimited.
been gone, gone, gone so long. A gone, 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 she been gone so long. She been gone, gone, gone so long. A gone, 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 she been gone so long. A gone, 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 she been gone so long. Gone, 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 she been gone so long. Well, I wonder if I ever gonna see my girl. Gone, 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 she been gone so long. I wonder if I ever gonna see my girl.
I hope she gets the message. Gotta get her back, you know. Gonna track her down, I'll find that girl. Gonna tell her that I love her so. Put the word on the grapevine, spread it all around the world. Sooner or later, I know we're gonna get her. Talking about my girl.
Welcome back. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam, and let's run through those last three songs. We started off with Taking Care of Business by Bachman Turner Overdrive, also known as BTO, released in 1973 off of the album Bachman Turner Overdrive the second. This was written by Randy Bachman and first recorded by the Canadian rock group BTO. They are from Winnipeg, Manitoba, and they were founded by the Bachman brothers plus Fred Turner, aka Bachman Turner Overdrive. Then we had Lovin' Every Minute of It by Loverboy, released in 1985 by Loverboy. Loverboy is a Canadian rock band formed in Calgary in 1979. And then we had My Girl, Gone, Gone, Gone by Chilliwack, released in September of 1981 off of the album Wanna Be a Star. Chilliwack is a Canadian musical group, and band members Brian McLeod and Bill Henderson wrote this song while they were on McLeod's sailboat sailing around the coast of British Columbia. This whole sailing adventure that McLeod invited Henderson on was so that they could write songs on the sailboat, which honestly sounds like my nightmare because I have a fear of sailboats. If you didn't know, now you know. I have an irrational fear of sailboats. Also canoes. Not so much fear of canoes, just like they really stress me out and like I will cry and I hate them, and somebody needs to work on the center of gravity of sailboats and canoes to make them a little bit more stable. That would be appreciated if you're listening and you understand the power of physics and buoyancy and center of gravities and displacement and yada yada yada. I'd appreciate it if you could work on that for me. But that is all from me. Thank you so much for listening. I will be here next Tuesday. Of course. Hopefully I have better weather to report. Also, it's an eclipse. It's been happening right now. But you might be able to catch like the little low-key tail ends. It was a lunar eclipse and the moon was red and there was like funky things going on. And if you're feeling so tired, maybe just blame it on the eclipse. But anyways, that's all for me. Thank you so much for listening. You've been listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal. This has been Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam, and I will catch you guys next Tuesday.